Welcome, citizens. You're listening to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Here, thinkers and doers always have a key to the city. The mayor is in, so office hours start now.
What's going on, citizens? Another week, another edition of New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Flobo here, of course, the mayor, in the mayor's office. And it's a funny story how I became the mayor of New Amsterdam, besides the fact that that's the city I created. It actually is a nickname that came from some friends when I ran for public office a couple of years ago. I think I talked about that a little bit here, a little bit there on some of the episodes, but it definitely is in the book Graduation Day, which I'll have a little bit of a note about that at the end of the show. So it was interesting about meeting my guest today. Barack Zilberberg is running for president of the United States. Before we get into that, got to give you all the props for checking out this podcast. I know there's so many podcasts out there. It is hundreds of thousands and growing. But the fact you're hanging out with me for a couple minutes every week means the world. NewAmsterdam.com. That's KNWAmsterdam.com. And that's at NewAmsterdam on Instagram and Threads. I guess we are going to do the Threads thing. Even if I didn't park it, I think that's going to be today's mission to make sure I do park it. If there's no content there, my bad, but gotta do it now. It is definitely the way social media is leaning towards post-Twitter existence. But if you're still on Twitter, at @new_Amsterdam is where you want to go for that. This show is brought to you apart by SeatGeek. You know, I'm trying to do the baseball chasing thing, going on to different stadiums and checking out how baseball is being interpreted all across the country. And I'm using SeatGeek to find the best seat to get myself the best angles to make the best memories. And you can too. Use promo code FLOBITO, that's FLOBITO, for $20 off your first order. That's right, Flobito, FLOBITO, right? FLOBITO, Flobito. Hey, what's up? Thanks, SeatGeek. And the Orlando Aces, the FGL, the Florida Grid League team, are getting ready for their second matchup. I can't wait to see how they perform after coming away with the quote-unquote upset dub. It's not an upset, but New Amsterdam is rocking behind you. Follow the Orlando Aces on Instagram as well. Now, my guest, Barack Zilberberg, is running for president. I always got to ask people who are running for office, why? I did that. I did not have the best experience. And I said, I totally get the underbelly of politics, even at my micro level on the neighborhood council level here in Los Angeles. So to have someone who's full forward after running for office before in Nevada, I try to run for the highest office in the land. I just want to know more about him. Now, this was recorded in June last month as I'm recording this with you. So there may be some dated details, but still, the interview is kind of enlightening, eye-opening, mind-blowing. I'm not sure. Let me know what you think. Check us out this week and hit us up on social media with all your thoughts about this episode and all the other episodes. Now, I've rambled quite enough. This is actually longer than my normal intro, so let's get into it. Barack Zilberberg on New Amsterdam Radio. Welcome back to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. It is I, the mayor, Flobo Boyce, in the mayor's office. And, well, if you listen to the show for a long time, you know that I've tried unsuccessfully to run for public office, and I vowed never to do it again. But my guest today is actually running for the biggest office in the land, President of the United States? Question mark. We're going to talk about it right now. Please welcome Barack Zilberberg to the show. How's it going, sir?
How are you, Flobo Boyce? How's it going? Thank you for having me on your show. It's just an honor. It's a pleasure, and I look forward for our discussion.
Yeah, no, thank you for being on the show. Like, I know you're a busy person. I mean, running for president takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, but first things first, why? Why would anyone run for president in 2023? Why?
Well, we need a different direction for our country. You can see as to the issues that we have within our country, and there's many, many subjects. There's a need. And somebody is an entrepreneur, has been so successful, you know, in the private sector. It's time to bring that ideology over to the public sector and in a voluntary way, whereas I donate my salary, my presidential salary, to our children's education, which that is an issue that is needed.
Well, let's take a step back then. You said you're from the private sector to the public sector. Where'd you get your start? Like, where'd you apply your craft?
Well, basically, I started in a trade as a plumber, working as, $10 an hour at the time. And it wasn't the money for me. What it was about, learning the trade. And I was so good in the trade. And lo and behold, I went ahead and opened up my own business. And then I specialized strictly in copper repiping after I was underneath the house, right? Breathing the dust with the spiders and rats and dead cats underneath there.
Right.
With the apprentice. And at the end of the day, I'm coming out with $1,000 for the day. So I'm thinking, you know what? If I made $1,000 in one day, I need 6 or 7 of these a week. You know, then the numbers start turning in my head. I'm just a serial entrepreneur. I mean, wherever I see opportunities, that's where I'm at, you know. And this is a huge honor and an opportunity for me to preside as president of the United States to help the people, to give the people back their power, and hear and listen to the people and direct leadership towards the people. Sure. It's that time. It's seriously that time. So we're in a need of help here in this nation as to where we're going and how we're trickling down and many effects. And it's time that I come into play and will bring the whole nation up along with the people, which the people are everything. With that said, we'll bring back our manufacturing, our goods back into the USA. We'll have labels of Made in USA here. We'll be self-sufficient on ourselves as a nation once and for all. We have all the resources here. We have our labor force here. And it's time to bring back everything to the US of A.
Well, from my perspective, it doesn't matter if you're on the right or your left. The trust in the United States government is on the all-time low. I mean, what is your plan about getting people to come out and trust the government, trust you and your leadership to get yourself into the new chapter of the United States?
Yeah, not only that, we have to bring in the voters who never voted in their life, you know, that never believed in the politicians and the leaders that were running, and more so just how the government interacts. They have no trust. So what it is now I'm here to bring trust back into a legitimate person that wants to do good, a public servant that will serve you, the people, and furthermore, that cannot be bought whatsoever. I cannot be bought.
Right.
So I'm just strictly working for you and bringing back the trust, the integrity, the loyalty that our nation once had. I'm here to bring it on.
I assume you've traveled the country and spoken to other stakeholders and citizens about what they want. What seems to be what people are saying to you, what they wish the government, what wish they saw in their leadership today?
Well, everybody wants acceptance and equality. That's what it is. The people are crying for acceptance, you know, and we shall accept anybody, no matter, and honor and respect each and every American in the United States, no matter what race, color, religion, sexual orientation, it's all irrelevant. Mm-hmm. We're all Americans. That's number one, okay? Once we have that in line, then we could go ahead and move on to the direction that is needed in our nation. We need to unify our nation as well. We're much divided. And I'm the person that could bring it to perspective because I am just the hairline over to the Republican side, but I'm dead center in the middle. So basically, I'm here to bridge the gap so we move the country forward in the direction that is needed. There's a lot of work here in this nation, and I'm ready to roll up my sleeves just as I always do, work hard, and get the job done for you, the people. Not only that, by interpreting that type of ideology in our nation, we'll furthermore have better relations within the world and other countries. Because keep in mind, folks, We all came from different parts of the world, spheres of the world, into this country. So we're a melting pot here.
Right.
With all ethnicities and races, as I mentioned, and what have you. So with that said, we could also have initiatives in world peace throughout the world. Whereas we don't have war, we concentrate more on our children and our upbringings and all our ideologies. This is core of our constitution, our rights, our freedom. Freedom, number one. And I advise everybody who doesn't have the freedom in their countries, you're welcome to come here to our great nation, the United States of America, and you shall be granted freedom here with hard work, of course. We all have to work hard.
Barack Silverberg, New Amsterdam Radio. You know, look, I understand it. I got it. I'm all about trying your hardest, trying your best to put your name out there. But let's call a spade a spade. When it comes to awareness, I mean, former President Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, you even have Joe Biden. These are guys who are in the newspapers every day. What's been your approach by getting the awareness up for your campaign?
Well, I'm going into news networks and I am going out to the press as well. So I am getting a lot of recognition in regards of name recognition, I should say. And people are in agreement with my ideologies and my stances. And I don't know if you've tuned into my website.
Yes.
I have 26 positions there. And furthermore, I will add more. As we go along, and I already am adding as we're going along, and every day I'm studying as to what is needed in our nation. So it's about bridging the gap. It's not, again, it's not about a party here. You know, it's not about an individual. What it is, it's about the people, you know, and that's the bottom line. You know, we have to focus on the objectives of the people and not the distractions. This is not about any other leader that it was in position or is in position. What it is, it's about the American people, period. And that's where I stand.
I actually had the opportunity to peruse your website here. It says that even though you are seeking the Republican nomination for president, even though it seems kind of like counterintuitive, but it's actually true, you are pro-choice, you're for the federal cannabis legalization, and you are pro-LGBTQ community. Question I have, with the more evangelical side, has that been a challenge to have those seemingly progressive ideals in a way and an era where everyone kind of pick their sides and digs their heels?
Well, basically, I'm in agreement with both sides and other parties as well, such as the Libertarian and the Independents as well, that exist in our nation. You know, and with the agreeing with both parties and within the parties that exist, I could bridge the gap and make things happen like no other. So that's my mission here. My mission here is just to do good. Yeah. You know, and to bring goodness to the table and make things happen and sign as many bills and initiatives for the people, no others, just the people. So that's pretty much where I stand, and I continue standing in these positions.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to like about this. There are some platforms that were a little bit unique from my perspective, but I got to ask, if you had an opportunity to start first, what do you think it's the most critical thing impact our nation? Is it education? Is it infrastructure? Is it our military? What say you?
Well, number one is the economy. Economy is everybody, we have to put our hardworking Americans to work. You know, and we have to bring in more entrepreneurs and more industries and businesses and manufacturing. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, what do you think about AI? You know, I believe we need human beings, not AI, because what if they shut us down? You know, let's say there's a cyber attack, right? We're shut down. What do? Do we say, oh, AI, we need you, AI, but AI is not there. So we actually need human beings, and we need brilliant and talented and hardworking human beings that could get the job done here and live freely and achieve success of the American dream. And my mission is as well, is that from the one percentile of the wealth here we'll bring a 40 or 50 percentile, even 60% percentile in wealth in our nation, and we will be the richest country in the world, you know. And you know what? We won't need any other country. We will be self-sufficient as a nation, and that's my goal. And the second thing is I'd like to get out of the debt, you know. I'd like to go ahead and bring in more tax revenue so that we could bridge the gap in our debt and bring and get out of debt and into surplus. The other thing is I like to focus on our children's education. I mean, that should be number one, but we need the economy and our children's education concurrently because it's important to educate our children and understand their talents and where we could channel them and better themselves for their success. So we have to present an array of trades, and not only trades. You don't have to have continued education in order to succeed. You could be in a trade, because I'm a living proof of that. Mm-hmm. As a tradesman, as a plumber, I have achieved success. And I believe every person can achieve success in this country with hard work, perseverance, and knowledge. Knowledge is the most powerful tool. You could take that anywhere in the world, and you will succeed with knowledge. So knowledge is a key factor here, and that's presenting to our children. Now, what I like to do is test our children at age five, you know, their IQ levels, and understand as to where they're at and what level. And their weaknesses, we turn them into strengths. Mm-hmm. You know? We don't let go and say, oh, you know, something's wrong with you and something's wrong with you, so you cannot achieve success. That's not true. We have to focus on our children's weaknesses and bring them over and help them on to the strength side so they can achieve success. And those who are already brilliant, we need to know, you know, how to position themselves as to where to position them so that they succeed. You know, wherever they have to go, go. So there's no obstacles here, you know. That's number two. Number three is I just love this nation and we got to move it forward. That's it.
That's a lot to unpack there. Let's take a step back there about your business plan. I know understanding a lot of businesses decide to lean into AI, decide to go offshore. This is cost-effective measures. So I had to ask, how are you going to simplify the business to come back and having the idea of having increased tax revenue? Can you reconcile both?
Yes, absolutely. And AI, I tell you, we can also have the AI intelligence here in this nation as well. Just like we have all of our tech giants, you know, in our nation, we can have AIs. We welcome you out here. You know, we welcome building facilities and what have you. Now, the way my ideology is putting people to work, not only our immigrants, but our homeless, our people that are in need, you know, that send them back to communities. You know, in Israel, they have a kibbutz. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what a kibbutz is, but Basically it's a community and there's housing, right? And then there is in the middle, there is a manufacturer that goes on, a plant or some sort of resource that is produced for the people. So I'd like to house everybody and put everybody into work so we could bring our costs down in our goods, compete with other countries, and mass produce. And not only that, we could also ship out our goods to other countries as well. Whereas I'd like to have an even trade of export and import amongst every country. So if we're exporting a dollar, they're exporting a dollar, you know. It's fair game here, you know. So everybody has their people working, and everybody is attributing to their economic growth within their nation. It's very important. So that's my ideology. Of, you know, that's another notion that I have, and there's many other notions I have in regards to what is needed.
Well, a couple of years ago, you ran for the top spot in Nevada in the gubernatorial race, and I commend you on that because Nevada is a tough nut to crack. Was there any experiences doing that there you could apply to this one here? Something you noticed that Nevada is doing correct that you would apply to the United States wholesale if you became president?
Well, Nevada definitely was a journey. I had a beautiful time along my journey running as a gubernatorial candidate in the state of Nevada. I love this state, Battleborn, Nevada. See, just like as I have my flag right behind me, Battleborn, Nevada.
Right.
Yeah, Nevada is a game changer because there's many, many ideologies here, and the people are great. I love the people here. And, you know, it's just a matter of I've gained a lot of knowledge within the state. Now, the knowledge that I ascertained, I could bring it over to presidency now. You know, that's how much knowledge I ascertained here. It just works out for me, not only the journey, but the experience of running. And now here I am running for president. You know, so it's like going to a school or a university. You know, you pay your way in order to learn, whether you go to school or a university or Harvard or Stanford or wherever you go, you have to pay for your education. And I've paid for my education. And with that, I would like to bring it to the White House.
Absolutely. And just to prove that you're not AI as well, what do you do on your day off when you want to wind down with the family? How do you spend your days when you're not working or working at your businesses?
Yeah, you know, what I do is, it's part of, I have a religious type of outlook of life. I eat well, I exercise religiously, and nutritionally, you have to have nutrition literacy, I believe. And this way, you're not reliant on pharmaceuticals or meds, unless you have hereditary backgrounds of all kinds of illnesses and diseases, I understand. But if you're healthy, you could exercise, you know, eat well and thrive. And by exercising, you know, starts your day, you know, just as a boom, you know, like here I am, you know. Get that out of the way, get your eating habits. That's what I do. And then basically I start my day. Now in my free time, I like to spend time with my family, my wife, my kid in the evening, you know, as much as I can. And not only that, enjoy my time and wherever I'm doing. You know, I actually enjoy working. I love working. It's my hobby. It's my passion. I just love working. I'm a workaholic. I like to get things done. You know, when I get things done and I have a milestone that I've surpassed, for me, it's everything. It's just unbelievable. It's a great, incredible feeling, you know, is to pushing your limits higher and higher and higher and challenging yourself too. Because, you know, people out there are saying, oh, I can't do that. Or people tell other people, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. How do they know if you can't do something? Only you know you can do it. So by that said, it's just incredible to push the limits higher and higher and higher and surpass it.
Absolutely. Barack Silverberg, thank you so much for being on the show. New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. If someone wants to learn more about your campaign or support your campaign as you make your way to the presidency, how do they go about doing that?
Yes, absolutely. I have a welcoming Instagram, Barack Silverberg. I have a website as well, www.baracksilverberg.com. There is a note of a $1 contribution. If you like my positions, you like as to what I'm going to do for you, the people, all I ask is I don't want to get any contributions from, the tech titans or large corporations. And I'm not a puppet. So I'm here working for you. So put your dollar to work for this campaign. So basically, we could bring it on in for you, the people. Donate $1. That would be my honor, my gracious, my heart and my soul that I could be enabled in positions of you.
I commend you. You're a braver man than I am.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. And I appreciate having me on your show. And I look for another discussion with you. I had a great time with you, and God bless you. God bless America. God bless. Oh, by the way, happy, this today is Pride Month. So happy Pride Month to all of you celebrating Pride Month. And I love you, and I love you in all ways in my heart, and I'm here for you. Just know that. And I love the fact that you're celebrating and you're joyous in the ways that you are, and I love you, and I accept you with all my heart and my soul, because we are all children of God. That's what it is. Yes.
Hey, before you go, just want to say my book, Graduation Day, Life Lessons from the Real World, is now available on Amazon. You know, the concept of the book comes from when I graduated college and I wasn't impressed about my commencement speaker and what he had to say. And I said, I had some life experiences. Let me go back in time to a proverbial time machine and tell younger me things I learned as an adult. I share stories about the time where I almost died riding a motorcycle, or the time where I had no money but decided to do a wedding in Italy, DJ a wedding in Italy to save my business, and much, much more. Graduation Day, Life Lessons from the Real World, is available on Amazon. Just look for me, F. Lobo Boyce.
Thanks so much for listening to New Amsterdam Radio. Learn more about the show at newamsterdam.com. That's KNEW Amsterdam.com. Until next time, this city is yours.